Okay, this one is brutal. I warn you now, if you're one of those guys who's still attached to your beliefs that women are the fairer sex, more pure, angelic, all that nonsense, this is not a video that you're going to want to watch. We're going to go through the results of a new scientific study that is extremely depressing. So if you're feeling fragile or you don't want your opinions of human nature to sink any lower, I warn you now, click out of this video. Okay, you've stayed. Good man. I like your bravery. I like your courage. Let's get into it. The study is called The Function of Casual Sex Action and Inaction Regret, a Longitudinal Investigation. So the paper starts by acknowledging that men and women have different regrets when it comes to sexual opportunities. Women tend to regret having casual short-term sex, whereas men tend to regret passing up opportunities to have that kind of casual sex. So women have action regret and men have inaction regret. There are evolutionary reasons for that. I've already covered them in previous videos. It's called the sexual strategies theory, basically that men and women have such vastly different consequences when it comes to sex that it makes sense that we have different attitudes about it. Namely, that because men can have sex and then just sort of leave, doesn't matter if he gets her pregnant, whereas women are actually stuck, carrying the child for 9 months and then they've got to raise him. It makes sense that women are a little bit more reserved about casual sex encounters, whereas men are a lot more casual about it. That's not what this study is about, though. It's about the function of regret after a casual sex encounter. How much our feelings of regret are going to impact our future choices. Namely, if a woman has casual sex encounters and then feels a lot of regret, is she likely to make different choices and to do things differently in the future? And I'm telling you now, the results are really damning for women. The study tests a number of hypotheses, so let's go through them. Hypothesis 1B, more action regret at T1 should reduce short-term sex at T2, especially for women. T1 refers to a point in time, and then T2 was 4.5 months later, giving women the chance to reflect upon their choices and to make changes. So it seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it? It's basically what anybody would think. If a woman has a lot of regret after casual, short-term sex encounters, then she's naturally going to reduce how many encounters she has at some point in the future. Well, that's what they predicted would happen. So did feelings of regret cause women to change their behavior, to have less casual sex in the future? Let's look at the results. Consequently, more action regret at T1 did not predict change in casual sex behavior. Neither age nor time had any effect on number of recent partners at T2. We neither found support for the hypothesis that action regret at T1 would result in fewer short-term sexual partners at T2, especially for women. In other words, even though women felt intense regret at their choices to have casual sex at the first point in time, it had no effect on their behavior. They just continued doing what they did before. And it gets worse. Hypothesis 2, more action regret at T1 should predict entering a long-term relationship at T2, especially for women. Again, it's a pretty straightforward prediction. If a woman feels a lot of regret at being promiscuous and having casual sex at T1, then there's an increased likelihood that she's going to change her ways and have long-term relationships and to seek out a committed partnership in T2. Is that what happened? Well, let's look at the results. Contrary to the functional hypothesis, level of casual sex regret at T1 reduced the odds of entering a committed relationship at T2. Do you understand what that's saying? Her feelings of regret correlates with a reduction in the likelihood that she's going to make different choices in the future. The fact that she feels regret means that it is more likely that she's going to continue to do the same thing in the future, not less likely. Okay, let's keep going. Hypothesis 3, more action regret at T1 should predict higher quality partners at T2 as measured by short-term mate value, STMV, especially for women, including participants who reported having had new casual sex partners between T1 and T2. So what they're predicting is that the woman who has regrets about her casual sex encounters, in the future, she should be raising her standards for who she has them with. There should be an increase in mate value, higher quality men in the future. All right, let's look at the results. A paired samples t-test showed no overall change in STMV of partners between T1 and T2. Most recent action regret was not associated with changes in perceived partner STMV, and there was no significant sex times action regret interaction effect. I mean, what is there to say? Let's just keep going. One last hypothesis. Hypothesis 4A. In general, manifest functional regret must predict reduced future regret. And finally, this is the prediction that they actually got correct. Women's scores were significantly reduced between T1 and T2, while men's scores increased marginally. Women reported lower levels of action regret at T2 relative to T1, while men reported more. In layman's terms, women felt less and less regret as time went on. They're still engaging in the exact same behavior, they just feel less bad about it. Scientifically, this study totally stumped the researchers because they got their predictions so wrong, but it left them scratching their heads. They're thinking, well, what is going on here? If the function of regret is not to inspire better choices in the future, then why do we have that feeling? I want to read my favorite quote from the study. The conclusion that negative emotions do not necessarily motivate a change in sexual strategy might be considered more robust. However, that begs the question of why regret exists. They don't actually know. Like at this stage, we're not sure why people feel sexual regret since there seems to be no correlation with changes in future behavior. But to me, that's exciting. You know, that's science. This was published early this year and we've kind of reached the edge of our knowledge. Evolutionary psychologists at this stage don't know what the purpose of those feelings of regret is. So why do women feel this regret? What is the evolutionary purpose of it? Now, personally, I have my own theories, which I'm not going to get into in this video, but if you have your own questions about it, just hit me up on Hey Hero. I'll send you a personalized video in response. But with this whole thing, I think it's important to admit where our knowledge actually ends. That's what good science is. So we don't know the answer. We need to do more research. And this study ends by making suggestions for a bunch more research studies that need to be conducted in this area. And if this is something that interests you guys, I'll keep you updated as the science continues to evolve and progress. I'll let you know what we find out. But there is one aspect to this research that I think is really, really important to talk about because I found it so significant. Let me read a line. Another explanation may be that modern mating scene is evolutionarily mismatched. That is so funny to me that you can actually find a line like that written into a scientific paper, that they're evolutionary mismatched. If that doesn't make sense to you, let me just explain the implications of what they've just said. What they're saying is that it's possible that they were actually correct in their predictions, that evolutionarily, the purpose of sexual regret is so that women can make better choices in the future. But they're saying that the modern mating scene, all the dating that you see in the world today, it's so far removed from what is natural to humans and how we evolved that we can't find accurate data about what the evolutionary purpose is. In other words, the culture has gone so far away from what's natural that the data has been compromised. I have been saying that on this channel for years, that the modern dating scene is totally bizarre. It's so messed up. It's so far from what's natural. The cultural indoctrination in the West, when it comes to dating and hypergamy and women's preferences, is so far removed from how we evolved that we don't even know what it means to actually feel our own feelings when it comes to this stuff anymore. They're saying that women naturally should be more reserved. They should be less promiscuous. They should be more concerned about the consequences of sex. They should be worried about getting pregnant. But that's not what the data is showing. But that's not because evolutionarily those instincts are not present. It's because the cultural indoctrination with women is just so thick, it's so deep, it's so all-pervasive that we can't even access that. Women are out of touch with what's natural to them. It is not natural for women to be as promiscuous as they currently are in Western culture. That's not natural, but there's such strong cultural conditioning telling women that it's empowering to sleep around and that chaste women who are saving themselves for meaningful relationships, you know, they're just giving in to male standards. They're the victims of a toxic patriarchy. If you want to be a strong, independent woman, you've got to sleep around. Also, the female instinct of hypergamy has just gone completely haywire because the environmental conditions we find ourselves in are just so far removed from how we evolved. Like, hypergamy made sense when we're living in small tribes, small communities, you know, we're occupying a couple of caves. Yeah, it makes sense to just mate with the highest quality men because that's what's going to be best for your genes. But we don't live in small communities anymore. We live in cities and big countries. And through social media, we're connected all the time. And so women are exposed on a daily basis to these top high quality men. And it completely distorts their perception of what's possible. They think, even regular average women, think they've got a chance with some top higher quality status male. And it means that their standards and expectations for the kind of men that they date, it's really, really high. And it results in exactly what we've found, that long-term relationships and commitment is getting more and more rare. Singledom is on the huge increase, and casual sex, for women at least, is on the huge increase. It's not on the increase for men as a whole. It's on the increase for that small demographic of men at the very top of the pile, but the average man is actually seeing a decrease. None of this is natural. You see, human biology, our psychology, our instincts, it was evolved for a very specific set of circumstances because they didn't change for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. Trying to adapt to these new cultural values and this new situation that we find ourselves in, it sent the whole thing going haywire, and it's resulted in researchers not being able to find accurate data because things are just so messed up. And so what's the ultimate lesson here? If women aren't feeling, you know, regret is a good enough reason to change their choices in the future, then what's the takeaway? Well, I would say it's pretty clear. It's pretty obvious. It's that don't put any stock in women's feelings of regret. That doesn't mean anything. A lot of guys might be tempted to look at a woman's history, you know, the amount of guys she slept with, how promiscuous she was, all of that stuff. And they'd be tempted to just sort of look past it based on the strength of the woman's emotions. Like, obviously, yeah, it's not ideal. I don't feel great about it, but look at how bad she feels. Look how guilty she is, how much she regrets it. I trust her. She's not going to do it again. Otherwise, she wouldn't feel such strong emotions. Wrong. That's not what's going on. The science proves it. The fact that she feels regret does not give you any guarantee that she's going to change her ways in the future. It's just another poignant reminder that the only thing that you can trust is a woman's actions. Is there actually a discernible change in her behavior? Words, emotions, promises, that's all well and good, but it's not enough. Unless it's backed by actions, don't trust it. A woman may say that she feels regret, but you need to stand back and go, okay, you feel that way, but what has actually changed? What are you now doing different? That's the only thing that I care about. Is it actually possible to date a woman who comes from a radically different socioeconomic background? From my perspective, yes, but only in very specific circumstances. For the most part, you need to be extremely concerned about it. Anyway, I create a whole video going through all the different factors and my strategy for overcoming these difficulties. If you're concerned about this as an issue, I highly suggest you go and check it out. My Patreon's just $5 a month. You get instant access to all amazing, like, bunch of topics. Just check them out, scrolling here. Incredible value. It's a great way to support the creator. I'd love to see you over there.